J-Ron, this is Tom West with the Vikings.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, I've got a bunch of reporters here from the Twin Cities gathered around. They're going to ask you some questions, but I'll let you open it up if you've got anything to say first.
Oh, yeah. I want to thank the Vikings organization for giving me this opportunity to, be able to come out and show them what I got, be able to give me a spot, give me an opportunity to make this team, glad to be back with my fellow Clemson teammate, McKenzie. And just thankful for the opportunity, ready to be coached up by Mike Zimmer, and just go on from there and see what the future holds.
J-Ron, you touched on McKenzie there a little bit. Can you kind of explain a little more how much easier having a guy you know be there with you throughout this whole process?
Oh, it's definitely going to make it a lot easier. Being at Clemson for 3 years together, and knowing each other prior to even going to college, we're going to have that chemistry, from day one. You come in with guys from other schools, and guys don't really know the same communication that you know, so you guys are on different pages. But being with McKenzie, we're on the same page, so it's going to be a lot easier for me and him both.
How'd you guys know each other before college?
We're both from the same area, both from Fort Myers. I'm from Fort Myers. He's from Immokalee, about 15 minutes outside of where I'm from. We grew up in high school together, played 7-on-7 together, getting ready to go into college. So we already had that relationship and that bond.
You guys had Clemson had a lot of defensive players going in this year's draft. Do you feel because of that you might have gotten overlooked a little bit?
No, I wouldn't say that. Guys had their preferences. Those guys who got drafted before me are all great players. So I wouldn't quite say that. I honestly don't know what it was for me sliding, but God never says oops. So maybe I'm in this position for a reason. I'm with the right team and the right system where I can go out and do great things.
What did you learn from Javon Kearse growing up?
No matter your circumstances, you can still do anything that you put your mind to. Coming from a tough area that we come from, and seeing him go and have a 10-plus year career in the NFL, be known as one of the best defensive ends to play the game, is definitely something that, is going to help me a lot.
Now, you had said during the draft process after day one that you want to be the rookie of the year and show people that that you deserve to go higher. What was your take on where you ended up going?
My take on where I ended up going, to me personally, was a sign of disrespect. People not respecting my game, not respecting my ability. It's definitely going to add another element to my game on top of, the type of player that I already was. Just knowing that a lot of people overlooked me, a lot of people really just blew me off, took a lot of safeties I didn't think was better than me before me. So it's definitely going to add another element to my game, put a chip on my shoulder that I already had on my shoulder. So I'm just ready to really go out there and go to work, and earn everything that I get. I put my mind to it, I have goals, with hard work and dedication, I'm definitely going to achieve those goals.
Now, I saw that Sammy Watkins had tweeted out that it was way too late and it was crazy that you were still on the board. How much older than, how far ahead of you in school was he?
I played with Sammy my freshman year at Clemson. He was there his junior year, his last year before he left. We have a great bond. We're really brothers. We're from the same area, both from Fort Myers. Went to the same high school together. So just having someone like that in my corner, who knows the type of player I am, watch me grow, as a player and a person, definitely did for me. Seeing him say that about me, it definitely made me feel like, no matter where I went, no matter what round I went, whether I was undrafted or, a seventh round, sixth round pick, I was going to go out there and just give everything I got, earn me a spot.
How do you feel about the chance to maybe learn under Mike Zimmer, who's known around the NFL as being one of the better defensive backs coaches?
Oh, that's great. He has great guys. They have a lot of vets out there. Especially I like guys like Harrison Barnes. Harrison Smith. I like to watch his game. I like the way he plays the game. He's known as one of the best safeties in the game right now. So watching him is definitely something, and learning from him, now that I'm part of the Vikings, it's definitely going to be something that I'm looking forward to, learning from a great safety, and hopefully able to get on the other side of him and form one of the best tandems in the league.
Yeah, and the spot next to him kind of seems a little up for grabs at the moment. How do you feel about competing there?
Oh, yeah, that's great. I'm glad it's up for grabs. That gives me a fair chance to go in there and get it. I'm definitely confident in my abilities, so I know I can go out there and I can compete with whoever on the other side of that safety position, and I can go out there and earn that position.
Jerron, you have a really unique size at 6'4", even by NFL standards, for the safety position. Besides your length, what are some of your best attributes that you bring to the table?
I'm going to go hard. You know, I can go in. You know, I can play in the box. I can play over top. So, you know, it really gives me the versatility to go out there and do whatever they need me to do, whether they need me to get inside the paint, in a crunch time situation on the goal line, or they need me to play in the middle of the field and they want to put Harrison Barnes inside and Harrison Smith inside. I can do a lot of things. You know, I'm a versatile player. I'm a smart player. You know, do a lot of things. I move well for a big guy. So definitely getting a player like me, you get a player that's going to give everything you got. Steph Tusher was in the late rounds, so it's definitely going to be going and known as a steal.
Thank you.